talking to Dr. Inna Semetsky, who is from the University of Newcastle, the Research Institute of Advanced Study for Humanity. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Phil.
Now, can you tell us, what is this whole thing about coincidence? Is it just random? Is it meaningful? I mean, we've all experienced it. What are coincidences?
Well, it depends who you ask, of course. You can evaluate coincidences psychologically. You can ask physical questions. You can ask philosophical questions. I think that the answer to your question, is it random or is it meaningful, is extremely important. It appears random because I don't think you can find any causal explanation, you know, but it depends how deep you would like to look. So to find a meaning in this seemingly a causal or, you know, senseless appearance, it's very, very important. And for this, you have to trace so many different paths and so many different lines of development that lead to this particular event. I wonder, actually, when you met your friend or when this unfortunate event of the death of your father coincided with the birth of the little child, if you ask yourself this question, what's the meaning of all that?
Yes.
Hello?
Sorry. I'm just wondering, do I need to read anything into it? I mean, I looked up the definition. I said, what is a coincidence? And they said it was an alignment of two or more events or circumstances without causal connection, as you said.
Exactly.
So I guess I'm just wondering, do I just let it go by? I know some people use the phenomena of coincidence to perhaps say that there is a meaning in life. So they're going paranormal, if you like.
Look, it doesn't have to be paranormal, but exactly, look, you cannot find a sort of obvious cause to this. So you look at the crisscross to this particular event, and you ask yourself this question, you look deeply into yourself, what is the meaning, or what rather could be the meaning of this event for me? So pretty much coincidence occur in one's life in order for us, that's what I think, to discover deeper meaning and value in our lives. That the things are not just, you know, happen out of the thin air and out of the blue, but they really do have some meaning. Maybe, well, it depends on your religious, spiritual, and scientific beliefs. To some extent. Perhaps when a baby was born, you know, if you believe in soul reincarnation, maybe it was some little speck of grandfather's soul that appeared
I guess I'm wondering...
religions give the little children, when they are born, names of the deceased person, and they think it's a good thing to do. So it pretty much depends on your set of values and how deeply you would like to explore them.
Yeah, well, I'm just wondering, I guess it is the phenomena of coincidences that actually leads people to a religious belief. You may not have had one before, but you go, wow, no, that is impossible. That could not randomly happen. But I'm just thinking, what about someone like Carl Jung, who was a very respected psychoanalyst? He developed the whole theory of synchronicity. I mean, what was going on there?
Absolutely. And Jung, although he was a medical doctor, he was a scientifically educated man, and he developed his concept of synchronicity, which is another word for a causal connection, in connection with the famous physicist of the day, Wolfgang Pauli. So it was not simply a, you know, psychologist musing. It was a connection with the nature of the physical reality itself. And so you may ask, all right, we don't have a causal explanation. We cannot easily trace an immediate connection between cause and effect in this particular event. But if we look deeper, we'll find the underlying meaning for this event. And this meaning, actually, is what provides the missing link. It creates this indirect mediated connection between cause and effect. In some sense. And if you discover meaning in these events, your life will become richer. You'll have much more satisfaction in life. I mean, you walk life and there are random events happening and you don't pay attention. Jung, for once, the very purpose of life was in expanding the boundaries of one conscious mind, which means you understand more, you value more, you connect some unconscious material, you integrate it into your conscious mind, which means that the understanding of the world becomes richer. It is important.
What about the downside that if coincidences are not random, but they are causal, they are planned, then that leads to a sort of fatalistic approach to life, doesn't it? An inevitability that everything's mapped out and it's going to happen. You are hurtling towards a coincidence. That, you know, there's a lot of movie themes are based on this.
Yes. Well, my point of view is exactly opposite. I think that if you pay attention to coincidences, it will give you much more freedom to sort of guide your own fate rather than succumb to fatalistic resignation. Because, look, there are two interpretations to this event. Synchronistic event may seem to us that, look, it has been predetermined. We don't have any power. It was meant to be. And then people start believing into, you know, this otherworldly fate. And in some sense, you are right. It may seem that we lose our freedom and we lose the meaning. Well, I don't think so. I think that if we understand the meaning of this event, it's as if we enter into this sort of deep reality. We enter into dialogue with this deeper reality. And by entering into this creative dialogue, by understanding deeper meaning, we can then, in a way, guide our own fate or create our own destiny. It takes time, and it's actually, it depends on the nature of time. Synchronicity, by definition, something that happens simultaneously. You enter the room and you see one person. Somebody died, somebody is being born. So things happen at once, right? And that's why they may be shocking experiences, because our minds are not prepared to reflect on them. So we have to some extent step outside of this immediate time and develop an ability for self-reflection and take this event, put it on a map. Try to look at it from the side. And when the meaning of the event becomes clear to you, and I don't want to say that it can be discovered easily. It's a long process. And Jung, for once, created his own analytical psychology, the lengthy analysis, the procedure of discovering meaning in those seemingly random events. But if the meaning is discovered, then your world expands. And then the next event, which might happen, you will see that you took part in this event, that in a way you were free to buy a ticket and to come, you know, to go overseas and to meet this particular friend.
Doctor, you have...
So my attitude is actually that rather than becoming fatalistic and to think that everything is predetermined, these events enable us to achieve greater freedom in our choices, in our decision-making, and to expand the world of our values.
Doctor, I think you have given our listeners much food for thought on a Sabbath where we're meant to be mentally at rest. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Oh, thank you so much for your questions.
Okay.
I do appreciate it.
All the best. That is Dr.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. That is Dr. Ina Semetsky from the University of Newcastle Research Institute.